might ask me a question, like how come Sister Batul, Hazrat Fatima to Zahra, had a maid, Fizza, but I don't have a maid? My answer to you, brothers and sisters, is that in those days, maid was not a luxury. It was a necessity. Every little thing was done from the scratch. For example, baking a bread. That was also done from scratch. You had to get the wheat. You had to bring the wheat and then grind it in a mill with your hands manually. Then you knead the flour with your hands. No food processor. And then after that, what do? You tap the bread with your hand. And then no rolling pin for you. You throw the bread in the oven. And that oven was not lit with electricity or gas. Everything was from the scratch. So it was a necessity. It's just like you come to my house and you say like, oh, she's leading a very luxurious life. Why? Because you saw a refrigerator in my house. That's not a luxury. It's a necessity. That's how it was in those days. With this, I would like to go to my other lesson that we can take from her life. And that is her justice. We just talked that she had a maid. But my question is, did she treat her as a maid? The answer is no. Because one day, she would perform all the duties of the house, and the next day, Fizza would perform all the duties of the house. This way, both of them got a day off. But I'm sad to say, brothers and sisters, how do we treat our maids in the East? We treat them worse than slaves. This poor maid is cooking the best, delicious food for the family, but she does not get a bite of it. She might just get a cup of tea. She's washing your clothes. She's ironing them. She's cooking. She's doing the dishes. She's sweeping while the mistress is sitting and watching TV maybe. Or else she's just chatting on her phone with her friends. Above all, this maid is a mother to the child. And in the West, the babysitter is the mother to the child. Now how will this child love the mother? Where is the relationship between the mother and the child, where the maid is doing everything?